Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ethan.
Hey, I'm Mike.
I watched the first half of Red One.
I watched the second half of Red One.
And this is the other half.
We're at the end of the holidays.
Ho, ho, ho. No more.
We're ending with a big old bomb of a film.
Like a cool bomb, right?
Like the bomb.
Like the bomb. Yeah. Like the bomb.
Yeah, like the bomb.
It's cool. It made a lot of money at the box office.
That was my old email back in the day.
Dubomb@whatever.com
or whatever.
Yahoo.com?
Whatever it was back in the day. But yeah, that was my old email. And people thought it was damn for a very long time. Because it was like D-A-M. And then DAB, I don't know why people.
Well, I was like, why do you think it was damn?
People thought I had a curse word for an email. And this was when I was a kid. But anyway.
Like, what an edgy kid.
That's either here nor there. We finally saw Red One, which is the most talked about holiday movie of
this year.
It's the big one. Yeah, it's like
Dear Santa, fuck off. It's all about Red
One. Dear Santa, Nutcrackers, I think the other one with Ben Stiller. Then there's Christmas at Miller's Point, which like nobody saw except for like me, and it wasn't very good.
I only watched Christmas at Miller's Crossing.
Yeah.
That's what I want to watch.
That's what I'm interested in. I'm all for that
I want to go walk into a forest and not come back, you know what I'm saying?
But it's snowing.
Yeah. That's the difference.
So this was the big one. This was the one that like, I think it like dropped, I think it bombed at the theaters and then it dropped on streaming.
Oh, I thought it was huge at the theaters. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, it was huge. It was a big deal, but it did not make back its budget, which was fucking insane.
It was insane. This movie's budget is crazy.
Do you know why?
Because they wanted to chase the MCU money. No, I don't know.
No. So the Rock got paid a stupid amount of money for this movie.
Yeah, I have heard about that.
Yeah, you want to talk about it?
Go for it.
Well, do you know how much do you know about it?
I just know he was kind of an asshole to work with, apparently.
He never showed up on time.
Yeah.
He would always show up late. And apparently he started pissing in bottles like on set and leaving them around the set.
That's so weird.
Like he'd show up like 9 hours late to the to the office. So he showed up 9 hours late to set, and he was being paid. Like he was the highest paid actor on set. And so like he had to get paid more because he showed up late, basically. And it sounded like he was going through some kind of weird mental thing. Not necessarily something you feel comfortable like making fun of, but definitely something that's like, maybe you should have gotten your shit together before you sign up to,
get paid.
Working Red One. Oh, yeah, he really needs the money, The Rock.
Money. He's really suffering out there with all those brand deals and stuff.
Yeah, he's really suffering.
Yeah, you're right. Actually,
monetarily.
It was $200 to $250 million projected budget, and the box office only made $176 million, which is a good haul, but that is so expensive of a film to make.
Yeah.
That's $250 million almost. You know? Like that's real money.
And that's the thing, is it doesn't sound like that was the budget when it was pitched and sold. It sounds like that's what the budget ballooned into because of The Rock's inability to show up early on set or on
that's
time.
Crazy.
Which is honestly, and I don't know how much of it is just like I know the news and so now I watch the movie, but it's like he looks exhausted in the movie, first off. He doesn't feel like he wants to be there. And everyone has this air of, like, being annoyed at him. Like, every
actor. I mean,
that's
also his character, though, a little
bit,
But,
like,
too.
Lucy Liu is, like, annoyed at him.
That's true.
I don't even know if her character is supposed to be angry at him.
Yeah, maybe. That's a good point.
Like, everyone just looks like they're, like, pissed that he's there. Uh-huh. And he doesn't look like he wants... He looks exhausted.
Yeah.
And, again, I don't know how much of this I'm bringing to it because I know,
that's
like,
true.
Behind the scenes
I didn't
of
know
it.
Any of this, but I did feel that even then he felt like he was just kind of, like, going through the motions.
Sleeping through it.
But I also feel like The Rock kind of just delivers the same character.
That's
in
true.
Every
but
every
once in a while he'll show up. Like, you know, Jumanji, this is the same director as the first two Jumanji movies.
Yeah.
And even in those movies, he had a little bit of like,
that's true.
Humor,
a little bit of pep.
It's funny.
There's something behind it. Now it just feels like he's just kind of reading lines and just kind of like, I'm delivering.
Tired.
You know, this is what happens after Black Adam failed, dude.
That's what it was. Black Adam.
If Black Adam was
big
a
hit
success,
to his ego.
I do remember the only thing I know about this movie is the quote from
Ethan sent this to me. when you saw it.
The quote from The Rock saying that, like, if this was in IMAX, it'd be over.
He saw it. He was watching Oppenheimer, right?
Yeah.
And the whole time as he was watching, he's like, this is what Red One should be.
Yeah,
in.
Red One should be in the same one. It's just so fucking funny to me.
And what a thing to say. Like, this, I'm going to be fair here. There's a moment in this movie that I think is good. It's not like the worst film that's ever been produced by a human.
No.
But it's not good.
I had a lot of fun with this movie.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right, fine. You liked it.
I just had a lot of fun with this movie. I don't think it's a good movie, though. You can
liked
have,
it. You had
Mike,
a good time.
I know this is a really hard thing to think about, but you can have fun with a movie
and not like
and
it.
Not like it at the same time. You can be
true.
Like, that was a great time.
What fun did
I
you
see
have?
You a lot of the time watching a comedy movie. You laugh the whole time. And then in the end, you're like, that movie fucking sucks.
That's a fair point. That's
so,
a fair point.
But it's similar to me.
You enjoyed this. No, you had what fun did you have at this movie?
I mean, I like the I don't know. I love a good take on an old trope
Santa.
That they kind of like twist and do fun things with.
Sure.
They did a lot of like explanation. Basically, what they did is they took Santa and they're like, we're gonna make this
an
like he's in a Marvel movie.
Yes.
Like
he's a superhero.
He's a superhero, basically.
Right.
Which is funny. It's funny in our like time where it's like we're oversaturated superhero stuff.
Yeah.
It's funny to have Santa be like the original superhero. I think it's really funny to me.
Mm-hmm. Played by J.K. Simmons.
J.K. Simmons.
Yeah. He's in Red M&M mode.
He is in Red M&M mode. But like, you know, it feels like he's having a good time.
He's barely in it.
He's in it a pretty good in my half.
Oh, really?
He's
hardly in it in my half.
I mean, yeah, he's kind of tied up.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It was fun discovering all that stuff. And like, it's a pretty, everything's like pretty breezy. Like,
oh, yeah.
It's a long movie, but like, it just kind of goes. I think if anything, the worst part about it is
it's like diarrhea. It just goes through you after
a
while.
Yeah, exactly. And in the end you feel better.
Yeah. It's
yeah,
like,
so
it's over.
Whatever. It's over. Yeah.
Feel light. Yeah.
I think the worst part about it, though, is Chris Evans' character is just, I don't know, he just feels like such a stereotypical protagonist, you know? Like, he's a bad guy, gotta learn a lesson. And it's
I watch him in this, and I'm just, you know what it is, too? It's a mix of, like, you see him in this, he's got the beard, he's in cold weather, and I'm just thinking, like, man, remember when you were in that fucking movie with the train, you know? Like,
the fucking movie with the train.
Yeah, the Bong Joon-ho movie.
Oh, Snowpiercer.
Snowpiercer. It's Bong Joon-ho, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like you were in Snowpiercer, you gave an incredible performance, you had something to say, you had some grit and like integrity.
Chris Evans had some fucking L's. Like his last four movies have been kind of bad.
Really has. Well, he was also in fucking Red Notice, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What is going on with this guy? Like,
he's picking
does he
movies
not have
Red
enough
on
money?
It. I mean, look, man, you got to get paid. You gotta get paid. He liked having that.
He is not a working actor. He was.
Well, here's the thing. You get used
he was
to that,
Captain America.
You get used to that big fat MCU money. Now you gotta go back to your lifestyle is dependent on that big fat MCU money. Now you gotta pick up jobs left and right, like Nick Cage does.
I think it's just like you see someone I see someone like a Daniel Radcliffe. Dude was in like these big movies that like set him up for life, and now he's just doing whatever he wants. And that's what I want from more actors that work at the MCU. But I guess that just doesn't like Chris Hemsworth doesn't do this shit. You know, Chris Hemsworth does weird shit.
That's true.
It's great.
True.
I love seeing Chris Hemsworth show up in a movie because he's not doing the same shit he always does.
Yeah.
But maybe he will.
Maybe he will.
Maybe he'll go back to it.
I think the thing is, it all depends on how you work with that money, you know? Some people are like, I need this lifestyle, the MCU lifestyle. And, you know, maybe you got to keep working for it. And that's what happened to Nick Cage, right? Like, that's why he takes a bunch of shit.
Yeah, that's
true. He can also pull off some good movies when he wants to.
Yeah,
you know?
He has the opportunities.
Yeah.
Sometimes
you're starring in Dead by Daylight. Sometimes you're not.
You're right. He is one of the worst parts of this movie. Honestly, him and
The Rock
are just not great.
They're just chemistry's lacking, and that's kind of the biggest problem to me. Everything else, I don't know. It feels like it's fun. It's written well.
Yeah.
The talk. The directing is fun.
Yeah. You never see any of this stuff, but I like the like monster effects later in the movie.
Some like creatures and weird stuff. And they look pretty good.
Well, you meet Krampus in my half of the movie.
Oh shit! There's Krampus.
Krampus is in my half of the movie, and he's played by one of the dudes from Game of Thrones, the dude with the big red beard. I think he was also in The Witcher.
Oh yeah, that guy.
He plays Krampus, and he's in like full body makeup.
That's pretty
and
cool.
And it's awesome. That Krampus scene, by the way, is the only scene I'm talking about that I enjoyed myself in. Because it was just a bunch of creepy looking monsters, all physical effects.
That's crazy because there's so many things that are not.
I know! The bear isn't a real bear. Yeah. The snowmen aren't real snowmen.
Mike really demands a real bear to be here, a real talking bear. But
you
I
could
get
have
you.
A guy in a bear suit. Like, that's not outside the realm of possibility, a guy in a bear
I don't
suit.
Know. I feel like it would be pretty limited, though, in the amount of movement you could do in a bear suit.
Hey, man. If they could have an ape name ape in George of the Jungle played by a guy in an ape suit, you could pull this shit off.
I guess you're right.
You could do it if you really committed.
I am thinking about Nick Cage running around in that bear suit.
You're thinking about the
people.
Guy in a shitty bear suit. I'm talking about a guy in a full-on animatronic bear suit.
All right.
That can emote. Okay. You know, you could do that if you wanted
sure,
to.
Sure, I guess. But I have a little more empathy for that. Or like the little elves can be CGI. But it's cool they got Krampus. Like, it's cool they took their shots.
Big fan of the Krampus character. But yeah, That's the only good part of the whole movie.
Yeah, I don't think there was any good CGI. Any good like practical effects of mine. Honestly, I think that was another part of the weakest parts was just like...
how bad the CG was.
CG was pretty... and it felt like Ant-Man Quantumanium or whatever that like one that was like, oh, yeah, they're really pushing the budget for these MCU movies.
Well, I just wonder, like, the budget is one of the things, but it is the crunch. Like, that's the reason why these movies look like shit, is because they end up shooting for forever, and then they give the digital artists no time to, like, make the effects look good, or they don't have, like, a special effects coordinator on set being able to make any actual, like, real creative decisions. And I wonder if that's the situation here, is you have The Rock showing up super late, and they know they need to release this around holidays, and so... they end up just crunching the special effects designers, and it all looks like shit. It truly looks bad. Like, the visual effects in the movie look really fucking bad, and I'm not going to blame the digital effects people.
They're not the best.
I think it's because they're like, we need to release this around the holidays, so we got to crunch this shit. We got to get this shit out
now. I think it's a very fair point. I think that's absolutely what happened. I wish they would just be like, what about next holiday? You just wait a year.
Yeah,
there's going to be another one.
We know when Christmas is coming.
But you know what? People don't really care.
You know what it is?
This movie did pretty decent for what it... you know,
it's it did decent, but it didn't make its budget back. That's the other problem, right? Is like, because the budget ballooned so much, it raised to a point where, like, if everyone in America was genuinely jazzed about this movie, there's no fucking way this movie was going to make its budget. Like,
yeah, that's true.
You know, it's like, it was unreasonable to expect that this movie would ever make its budget back in the opening weekend or once it reached streaming, you know.
It's true.
It's untenable. So this is probably like the number one movie in America. Everyone fucking loves it. It still doesn't make its budget, but they'll probably make a fucking sequel. They'll probably be Red 2.
Red 1, 2, 3, Red 1 back again.
Yeah, exactly.
But anyway.
Yeah, I want to talk about it.
Let's talk about what the actual plot is, because I'm kind of curious where the movie goes.
Sure.
Kinda.
Even try to muster the fake energy.
At the end, I'm like,
kind of curious,
I feel like I watched half the movie, and I'm like, you know what? That was a fun time. Yeah. There's more, huh? I don't need to see more of this, I guess.
Yeah.
Santa's out of the picture. I like Santa. I like fucking buff ass Santa doing stuff.
I like J.K. Simmons. All right. Do you see buff ass Santa? Do you see his body? Is he rocking it?
He's not shirtless, but he's wearing tank top. He's getting there.
Yeah.
They flipped the script. They made it funky.
He's in red M&M mode.
He's in red M&M mode. Santa Claus is coming to town, is playing. You got the MGM logo.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Starts with the holiday. Movie starts off with a holiday party, and our main kid, Jack, he's up to some shenanigans. Jack is, by the way, Chris Evans later, but Jack, we see him as a kid.
Oh, he's a baby.
Is showing a bunch of kids at this holiday party a locked closet, and he opens it up, and there's a bunch of presents in there, and he's like, look, Santa isn't real. Here's all the presents for tomorrow that you're going to get, you losers. And they're all like, aw, pay up. And they give him a bunch of like candy because he won the bet. He's like, I can find anything. And then one kid says, how come you can't find your dad? So that was really funny.
I like that.
And then the guy who plays Agent Coulson shows up. You know, the guy, if you need like, you know, this guy, you know who I'm talking about.
I know
about.
Who you're talking about.
He's kind of like the
new forehead guy.
Yeah, he's the new Ben Stein, you know?
He's like the new Ben Stein.
He kind of comes in.
Yeah.
You know exactly what he's going to give you.
Yeah.
He got kind of got that weird, dry...
like, even-keeled...
Even-keeled. Yeah, exactly.
Like delivery.
You know exactly what you're going to get.
You want a guy that's memorable, but not too memorable. That's the guy you buy.
It's perfect. I think that's, like, the character actor.
That's true.
Like, I think he is.
You're just like, I think that's the guy who from the Marvel movies, I think.
Yeah, that's the Marvel movie guy. And he's like, why are you doing this? Why are you spoiling Christmas for everyone? He's like, and he says, Santa's real, dude. You know that. He's like, how? How is he real? How does he get all these presents everywhere?
Agent Coulson is telling him that Santa's real?
Yeah, Agent Coulson's telling him because he's trying to just put the genie back in the bottle, you know?
Right, I can't do that, though.
He's like, well, what fuels a flying reindeer? He's like, oh, I don't know, like carrots or something. Mm-hmm. He's like, go to bed or you'll get on the naughty list. And little Jack says, I don't care about being on the naughty list. And you see him drinking all the milk and eating all the cookies at night. He doesn't give a fuck. He's a bad boy.
Have you heard about this thing, too, now, that you're supposed to leave out the carrots for the reindeer?
I have heard that.
That's like a very well-known... I never did this.
I never did it either. Yeah. I think it's a newer thing. I think it's like Elf on the Shelf style, where it's like not quite... like it's been around for a bit now.
But past us being children.
Yeah. I think those are two of the things. Carrots is interesting because I guess it's like no one wants to eat that shit.
But the reindeer will.
The reindeer will.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're not going to have the kids being tempted to be like, ooh, I'm going to eat Santa's cookies.
But the parents will eventually have to do something with that, right? Like, dad's going to come out, leave... Oh, sorry. Not the dad. Or the mom.
Santa's gonna come out and give it to his reindeer. But the reindeer are like, ugh, healthy, fuck. Yeah, exactly. I don't want a carrot.
Yeah. Okay. Watch it, like, if you... like, I bet, like, people who live on farms let us know. I feel like if you just give carrots to, like, reindeer, they get, like, really gassy or shitty. You know how it's, like, you're not supposed to give milk to cats, but you see it in every cartoon?
Yeah.
So I wonder if, like, if you give, like, carrots to, like, reindeer, they get, like, shitty or, like, the runs or something?
Maybe.
I'm gonna look it up.
I don't know. I bet it's probably fine. I don't know. It's a vegetable. It's not any different than... I don't know. Cats are supposed to be meat. That's all I know. And, like, reindeer just eat, like, grass and shit. So carrots are probably like that. But who knows? Look it up. So anyway, cut to 30 years later. We got Chris Evans walking around as adult Jack. Mm. And he's a bad guy. He steals someone's coffee from Starbucks. That's how bad he is. He takes it. And then he goes...
Well, he's not actually that bad because he doesn't support Starbucks.
I guess you're right.
Yeah.
Well, this is before that, so.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. But you know what? You should probably never support Starbucks.
Yeah.
And he spies on a woman doing a workout in front of, like, an academy-looking place. I'm like, oh, man.
That is pretty gross.
I'm like, but, well, he's not doing it for, like, oogling purposes. He's spying on her because he's a spy.
Oh,
and
he's a spy?
He starts a fire by pouring the coffee onto, like, a surge protector, and it lights up a gazebo. Mm. And while she's distracted along with everyone else, he goes and steals her security badge. And he breaks into a secret place, and he puts, like, a little thing on the Ethernet cable to steal data, and then he leaves. And he also sees a baby twice. When he walked in, he's like, look, you fucking baby, you fucking suck. And he comes out, and he's leaving, and he sees the baby again. The baby's still looking at him. He's like, hmm. And then it cuts, and he's stolen the baby's lollipop.
He literally steals candy
from a baby.
I love it. It's literally a kick the cat moment.
Exactly. It's just, how do we make this person be awful? Yeah. Easy. He steals candy from a baby. Like, the most stereotypical thing. Yes.
For years, children around the world have been leaving carrots out for Santa's reindeer, believing it's their favorite treat, but that is a huge misconception. Carrots aren't part of the natural diet, and reindeer struggle to digest them because they don't have incisor teeth on their upper jaw. We've never seen any of the reindeer we look after eat carrots. So...
we've never seen them? Why don't you try giving them one?
No, like, they can't eat them because their teeth physically are not, like, are not, like...
What should you give reindeer? Like, wheatgrass or some shit?
Yeah, something that they can't chew on like that. Like, something they can, like, maw on, essentially. Mm. Recent surveys have suggested British people leave out 3,000 tons of carrots for Rudolph every Christmas Eve. But we aren't sure the tradition stems from blah, blah, blah.
That it's blaming British people specifically.
Honestly,
it's like
they had it coming.
Like, United States people? Nah, they're fine.
The food choice of most reindeer is lichen, a fungi, algae symbiote.
Okay.
That grows in mountains.
Very specific. Sounds
yeah,
very
so
healthy.
You're not supposed to, because basically they don't have teeth that can actually, like, chew them up or digest
I guess
them.
That makes sense. Yeah, I mean, actual reindeer probably won't. I guess they're probably just like, I bet horses can eat carrots. Maybe.
I mean, I'm going to look that up.
Look
up
horses eat carrots. But, like, that's probably what it is, because reindeer only live in very specific parts. And, yeah, they probably eat that strange fungus, and that's their main thing they eat. But, like...
something that, like, they can easily, like, chew with their, like, flat teeth.
They've grown accustomed to it. But, like, where the fuck are we, like, going to get lichen or whatever you call it?
A symbiote.
Symbiote, yeah. Where you get the,
like,
venom. The venom, yeah. They're eating venom off the trees.
Yeah. I'm reading that reindeer can only eat venom.
Venom. I'm gonna get home.
My one weakness.
No, not the reindeer. Eddie, get me away from the reindeer. They're so hungry, just like me. Eddie.
I like how your version of venom is Macho Man Randy Savage.
Oh yeah, I'm the cream of the venom. Yeah,
the venom rises to the top.
I am the highest symbiote you've seen.
Venom is ready. Anyway, sorry. Continue telling me about how bad Chris Hemsworth is.
Yeah, he's a bad guy. Well, that's the end of it. So we cut to a good person. We cut to Mall Santa, which is J.K. Simmons. He's hanging out there at the mall.
He's a Mall Santa.
He's a Mall Santa hanging out with Cal, the Rock, a.k.a.
He's an elf.
And he's an elf, which stands for not what you think it means.
Right.
It's like some stupid shit.
Yeah, it's some stupid ass,
it's like,
yeah,
an extra life force person. I don't know. It's like, it has a military symbol, right, which is weird because I feel like
I don't
is,
like how they militarize.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
It feels very much like Winter Soldier MCU style, you know, where it's very spy, very heavy on like acronyms,
yeah,
like Hydra and shit like that. It feels like that.
A lot of like
MCU,
a lot of surveillance shit, a lot of like clearance levels.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't like how they try to. Yeah, they militarize. Like, it's like the, what is it? The
listen, Santa's American somehow.
Yeah, he's American. He definitely didn't come from another country.
No, he's got an American accent.
He does. That's true.
They
an American
they
accent.
They didn't make J.K. Simmons be like, "Hello, I'm Santa Claus."
Santa Claus. Yeah.
Santa Claus. You know, I'm from the North Pole. All the way up there.
Wawa wee wa.
My name is Santa Claus.
That's Mrs. Claus, my wife.
A lot of people listen to this podcast. All right. We got to Mall Santa, guarded by The Rock. The Rock is just seeing people steal shit. He's like, fuck these people. People are stealing shit all up in the mall.
Yep.
He's so bitter about Christmas.
Yeah.
Some influencer like cuts in line in front of all these kids who are about ready to meet like actual Santa. They don't know it's actual
Santa. They
don't
know it's actual Santa.
But they're excited to see. Yeah. And this influencer comes and he's like, "Yo, make him wear my shirt that says Pootie Poop on it. Hey, what's up?" I don't know what the actual thing was. I didn't write it down. Didn't matter.
I mean, I believe it's Pootie Poop.
It's Pootie Pie, whatever. Yeah. You know, he's like, put on the shirt, say he loves sandwiches or something. Mm-hmm. And he's like, "You gotta get out of here. You can't cut in line." He's like, "Okay, this guy feels like the I think you should leave Tim Robinson. It feels like him, but he has hair."
Okay.
It's very strange. Didn't look up to bother if it was him. I don't think it is.
I'm going
to
Google it.
I'm 90% sure it wasn't him, but he had the same
cadence. He's an influencer guy.
Okay. Cuts in line, tries to put on a shirt on Santa. He's like, "No, get out of here."
Okay.
And he gets kicked out.
I don't know how I'm going to find him, but I'm going to find this
guy. Good luck on your Google journey.
Influencer.
So, all that happened, you know, Santa's like, "Awesome. I love going to the mall. This is how I get recharged, being with the people. You know, this is what."
It was such a shame when all the malls closed down during the pandemic.
Hey, they're all back, baby. I saw Mall
back.
Santa the other day. It wasn't even it was an outdoor mall and there was a Mall Santa there. That's crazy.
Oh, that's exciting.
J.K. Simmons says, "Yeah, you're gonna miss this, Cal. You're gonna miss this," implying that Cal's like, "I'm gonna retire." He's giving it up. He's hanging up his little elf badge.
His elf badge, eh?
Santa's like, "This feels like oxygen to me," and then they leave Philadelphia, which is, I guess, where they're at. They meet a fucking general of the United States.
Whoa.
So they're not hiding aliens, folks. They're hiding Santa Claus, who could be an alien.
Yeah.
We don't know where he came from. They don't really get into that.
He seems like a human, but, I mean, there's also a
but
lot
they
of...
they also talk about how he lived for, like, 300 years and shit.
Yeah,
like that,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Was his name Beef Stew?
Yeah, that makes sense. He's like... Make Santa wear his shirt. It says
beef
this.
Beef stew. Yeah. He's just a guy.
He's just a guy. Okay.
He's just a guy who's been in things.
Well, he stole that. I think you should leave.
He was apparently in the new Our Little Secret movie, which was it was a Christmas movie with Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, interesting.
On Netflix.
He's also, it would be funny if that was his whole bit. He's just the beef stew guy.
He's just the beef stew guy. Anyway, keep
going. See, Mr. General. The general's like, "Welcome back." They open up a big hangar. There's a bunch of the reindeer here are massive, huge reindeer.
They're all CG.
They give them some treats. And also, you know, Santa's American because his sleigh is ridiculously big. It's like SUV style.
Yes.
You know, probably very inefficient. Those reindeer don't need to be that big.
It's a weird shape, right? It, like, kind of looks like a weird like egg or something. Like, it's like kind of like
really?
Uniformly.
I think it's just very round.
It's very round.
It's round, but not like egg shape. I would say it's more like an oval.
Yeah.
But like
yeah.
stretched out. It's very long. It's just ridiculously big.
It looks like a turd.
yeah, kind of. It feels like a weird spaceship.
Yeah.
They say, "Redwood, you're clear for takeoff." And then he flies away. And he says, they get up in the air and they're flying next to fighter jets who are escorting them. And then he says a word which basically says, like, "Consumerism is good." And then he flies off at, like, full speed, you know?
Right. It's some weird, like, foreign word, right, that he says?
Yeah,
and
I like
makes the reindeer go.
I like his thing to buy more kids or something like that.
Yeah,
know?
if you rewind
it. He's American.
It.
He's American, yeah. He's got to promote the capitalist agenda.
Of course.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but it was weird, and they all like warp speed out.
Right. Okay. That comes into play later.
Sounds like it does if you know the secret word.
I don't know what it is, but yes, I know of the secret word.
Okay.
Yes.
Good. I was like, is this a real word? I think it is. Anyway, we got Chris Evans. He's in the spy bunker. He's transmitting some coordinates to some people. It's not really a spy bunker. It's just his house. He just has a bunch of computers everywhere.
How do you get into the spy business anyway?
You know what? Let's not think about it too much. Because he's watching a fight and he's like, "Oh, awesome." He gets his money, he's excited, he sees the fight, and he seems like he lost a lot of money based on this boxing match. Santa is now opening basically Wakanda North Pole.
Oh, yes.
Where it has like a big force field that's like a camouflage thing, and he opens it up and he flies in. Out. It's all very fancy and very high tech.
Apparently, the word he says is Greek for "we ride."
Oh, that's fun.
So there you go.
So Santa's Greek, not American.
I don't know. Well, there are some people from Greece who are in America.
Absolutely. So he must have emigrated.
He's like a third generation.
Yeah, third generation. Which is like the original Greek people.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, exactly.
When they're talking about the gods and stuff. Elves are here. They look like little fucking Star Wars guys. They like the elves. So there's people. There's
Wait, they're
elves
too?
There's literal elves. Like they're little tiny people.
Yeah. They speak, they speak a word, like an actual language. Vietnamese.
Vietnamese? Are
According
you serious?
To IMDb, they speak Vietnamese.
What the fuck? Are you fucking kidding me?
According to IMDb.
That's weird.
It is weird, that isn't it? That feels... they're weird, like slave laborers speaking an actual language of people.
I don't know how to process this, Mike. Are you dropping this
all? I am a real American.
These Vietnamese elves, they work so good.
Yeah, they work for nothing.
Anyway, we're just the polar bear who's named Garcia. He's a big polar bear.
The polar bear.
He's in
who's
the poster.
Mexican.
Give Santa a chuparado, you know. Santa has worked. So Santa's like fucking goes to the gym, bro. He's got a sick ass gym. Mrs. Claus is there too. She just fucking hangs out.
Do you recognize her? She's from Cheaper by the Dozen.
Yeah, it's that lady.
Yeah.
I don't remember her actual name. But yeah, she's Helly very
Hunter
familiar.
Or something. Helly Hunt? Something. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. She's barely in this movie.
Yeah, it's true.
It's not called Red One, Mrs. Red One. So Santa's in there. He's doing a workout and, The Rock comes in. Santa, buff as hell. Mm. Buff as hell, dude. I mean, J.K. Simmons is like, I'm working on this bod.
Yeah, well,
I'm going to show off this bod.
Even back in, fucking...
Whiplash days.
Yeah, he was rocking in there,
rocking
too.
There.
Yeah.
He still got it. And he's like, The Rock has a letter for Santa, but Santa doesn't open it. He helps Santa. Santa's like, spot me, bro.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
It's very... I don't know. There's something about J.K. Simmons getting a workout spot from The Rock that I'm like, this is all right.
Yeah.
This is all right. There's something here that's kind of cool.
These are just guys being dudes.
Just guys being dudes.
I was wrong. The elves in the North Pole speak Portuguese.
Oh, that makes it so much better. I guess the Portuguese did colonize things. I guess it's at least somewhat like...
It's still weird that they speak an actual language, though, right?
Yeah.
Like, why not just make up a fake language for the elves to speak, you know?
Well, I don't understand that. What was the decision behind that?
Hmm. Let me just get the director on the horn.
Yeah. Hey, why'd you make him speak Portuguese? So Santa's like, why are you quitting, bro? We do it for the kids. And he's like, Cal's like, I love the kids. It's the grown-ups that are killing me. Mm. You know we're almost 22% year over year? He's like, I know the numbers. He's like, for the first time ever, though, more people on the naughty list than before.
Man, this is exactly the same shit as an elf. Remember, an elf is like, no one believes in Santa anymore.
Yeah,
the belief is
that.
So low. Yep. We're running out.
That's what they're trying to do, man. And that's a holiday classic.
It really fucking by hook or by crook, that thing became a holiday classic.
Sure did. With Zooey Deschanel in the shower.
Yeah. And him singing, and Baby It's Cold Outside.
Yep. Man, they made that all in a classic. Anyway, but then Santa says, if nothing matters to them, that's why they need us more than ever.
Yeah.
And then The Rock says, you need someone 300 years old in their prime to actually help you. So he's a fucking freak too. You know what I'm saying? Cal is a freak.
He's like 300 years.
He's like he's way older.
Yeah.
300 years is in your prime. He's probably like,
oh yeah,
six,
he's
700 years.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true. Yeah.
And
does he have a wife or kids at home?
No.
He's married to the job.
He's married to the job. That's why he's retiring. So he can figure out like, what is life?
What am I going
to
do?
I'm
middle-aged.
He says, we work for the kids, Cal. Even when they're not kids anymore. Let's have a cookie. And then they go and he's like, you know, I burned like 4,000. Yeah, yeah, I know you burned like 400,000 calories while delivering presents. He's like, I've got a carb up, bro. Got a carb up. And I'm like, this is very weird take to make Santa Jim, bro. But I'm kind of here for it. I don't know. It's funny.
This is like cookies full of whey protein.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
This is my Quest cookies.
Yeah.
Then we cut to mysterious people with, balaclavas on. They're fine trying to walk around the North Pole.
Right.
And they find the bubble. and they start cutting into it.
Oh no.
And they break in. And then we cut to The Rock, who's like, yeah, man, I'm retiring. He's like looking at a preserved version of the original workshop, which says like where it all started. It's this cute little workshop, like you imagine Santa's workshop.
Right.
Instead of this huge metropolis that it's now become. He notices some weird lights in the main building that Santa's in. It's this massive, you know, 100-story tall building.
Right.
And he's noticing some weird lights going off. And he says, Jeff, is anyone in there? And he's like, I don't have eyes on Santa. And they're like, does anyone have eyes on Santa? It's a whole montage of no one having eyes on Santa. As he runs up to the very top, he goes to the workout room and he sees a glass of milk on the ground and some grapple hooks. And he looks down where the grapple hooks are and there's like a ski. The only thing I describe is like an SUV version of a snowmobile driving away, like huge, massive tank thing.
Got it.
And he's driving away and he's like, oh shit. So he like jumps down from this huge, you know, 100-story building onto a like smaller roof and starts running after it, saying like, hey, we got a breach. Everyone get him. Start shutting it down. They start pulling up all these like walls to try to stop this, you know, thing from escaping. Mm-hmm. It doesn't work. He does this crazy scene where he jumps from like the roof. He jumps into like a pneumatic tube looking like slide thing. He rides down it trying to keep up with it. Mm-hmm. And then he jumps on a drone and then he jumps on top of the vehicle. But then he eventually like they go through a wall and he has to fall off the vehicle. And then craziest shit happens. He pulls out a little teeny tiny jet ski, throws it on the ground and beams it into a giant regular jet ski and then right. chases it through a dome, throughout the dome, chases them, causes a fucking avalanche behind him.
Oh my God.
The avalanche works. It knocks it over and he opens it up. It's a decoy and then a plane flies overhead.
Mm-hmm. So Santa's probably in that plane.
Santa's in that plane. They got him.
Yeah. And Cal, do you see him in the plane?
You don't see him in the plane.
But you know he's in the plane.
You know he's in that plane.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that weird thing was empty.
Right.
It was a good decoy.
Yeah.
So, Cal's like, fuck, I got to talk to the director. The director is Zoe, Lucy Liu.
Yes.
And she's like, we can't have this happen. I'm like, yeah.
Obviously, like, this is a bad thing.
Like, I think it's like, what, a week before Christmas? Maybe like a couple days.
Yeah.
And they're like, we're told someone hacked into this. Get the trolls on it. There's literal trolls, and they're trying to figure out like where the hacking came from. Like, we think it's the wolf. I'm like, oh, the wolf. Oh yeah, he's a legend. He's so good at hacking. He's just a mercenary though. He works for the highest bidder, no matter what. He's a legend. And then it cuts to Jack, who is
he's
wolf.
The wolf.
Exactly. He's hung over in a bathtub.
They should have called him Peter or something.
Peter?
Yeah, like Peter and the Wolf.
Because
they kept calling him Jack, and I was like, is he like supposed to be like Jack Frost? Like, because everyone is connected to like, you know, everyone has like weird little like references to like Christmas and shit. So I thought maybe that, but no,
it's just Jack.
All right,
jumping over that candlestick.
Mm.
He's hung over in a bathtub. He gets a call from his wife or his ex-wife. Yeah, it's definitely not his wife. Excuse me,
because she's married.
Yes, Liv. Mm. I has to go pick up his kid.
Does she leave her living room at all? I feel like every time I see her, she's on the phone with Jack in her living room.
She's in her place of employment, and she's outside talking to him. That's
okay.
Kind of
that's pretty much it. It's the waitress.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, it is waitress. You're right.
Yeah.
Hope
she got a big fat check for this fucking movie.
Probably not as big as The Rock, but probably decent.
Yeah, she deserves it.
So he goes and picks up his kid because she can't do it because she's working a double shift. Mm-hmm. He's like, hey, you want a churro, kid? And he's like, no, I don't want a churro. I was like, so what are you in trouble for? And he's like, well, I got in trouble for tampering with the school's attendance record. I hacked into it.
He's a hacker too, eh?
He's learning. And because he wanted to hang out with some girl, but this random guy also wanted to hang out with her. And he's like, I didn't want to fucking hang out with him. So I gave him 3 absences. And then I slashed his tires on his bike.
Damn.
Dad's like, damn, you know, he's like, are you upset? And he's like, no. I am upset that you did this so obviously. You got to do it. You got to
make sure do it. Yeah, you got to get away with it.
You got to get away with it so no one sees. Mm-hmm. He says, never let someone get the upper hand on you because they'll use it against you.
Never trust anyone, son.
Never. Exactly. Yeah. And then he like drops him off and the wife comes like, you should see your kid more. And he's like, yeah, work's busy.
I think I give him a good amount of ideas.
Yeah.
Right?
I help him out. I make him cause trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So then he goes to... he walks home or drives home, and the people are very suspicious. And they're like, look, they're kind of weird at him. And he's freaked out by it. Well, turns out he's being ambushed. There's people in his apartment.
Oh my
gosh. He ambushes them, and he fights them, and he beats up a lot of them. And all of them have these weird tasers. Have you seen these tasers?
No.
Okay, so these tasers, if you get hit by them, it seems like your soul leaves your body.
Whoa.
It's
no,
not just like, it's not like,
things.
Oh, I'm shocked. It's like you get zapped with them, you go, whoa, you shake a little bit, and then you just go limp, like, but standing. So you're just kind of like in a comatose state.
No, never seen these creepy. Things. That's crazy.
So he does a whole fight sequence where he hits every single person with a taser. So everyone's knocked out, basically. Mm-hmm. And then he runs away. He jumps out. He gets chased by some other people. Jumps out a roof. Whatever. He jumps through a roof. Does a bunch of stuff. Gets tased by Lucy Liu.
Sure, sure. He gets tased by Lucy Liu.
Yes, he does. And then he wakes up. And she's like, what did you do? And he's like, well, would you be more specific? And she's like, you know what you did? And then they box him up. Mm-hmm. And then he arrives at... They take him to a place. He arrives at MORA, which stands for Mythological Oversight and Restoration Authority.
Yes.
You know, you got to have some good acronyms if you, you know.
If we want to set up this entire fun, exciting, holiday fantasy world, we got to set up acronyms.
Got to set up some acronyms.
Children love a good military acronym.
We need some structure, okay? Yes. We can't just have a thing be fun. We got to have some structure.
No.
And she's like, we're a multi-layer organization. Mike has his head in his hands.
I hate it. I hate this shit.
Based on securing and maintaining the mythological world.
Yeah.
He's like, that's stupid. That's dumb.
Well, I'm glad he agrees with me.
I don't like, this is just a stupid thing. You're saying, like, stuff is real, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, Loch Ness Monster? And she's like, yeah. And she starts
She's our favorite operative.
Well, they bring him out, and he sees the fucking headless horseman shows up. The horse... The headless body, and then they have a pumpkin in a cage thing. And he's like, what the fuck is that? It's like, it's a headless horseman. Things are really serious. We have to interview everyone. It's kind of funny.
That's pretty good.
They say the taser's not a taser, and they call it an accelerator. I don't know. It seems like a taser. Because they fucking seems like it severs your soul from your body. I don't know.
Okay.
Paralyzes you. Anyway, she tells him what happens in military speak, basically. And he just goes like, well, you're saying Santa's been kidnapped? And Garcia comes out. And checks Cal's here, and they scan him on the list because Santa looks at the list. He's a level 4 naughty.
Oh,
level 4 naughty.
That's really high level. That's
really bad. And
yeah, that's Garcia past Hitler and Garcia... Saddam Hussein.
But not as bad as Mussolini.
No. Yeah, no. Almost Mussolini was level 5, but yeah. He's right in between.
He's pretty close. Garcia's like, I want to fucking kill him, but the judge is like. No, we can't. We can't just disembowel him. We got to put him to work.
Yeah.
Because he's awesome. Because he keeps saying, I don't know anything. I don't know this person. I did it anonymously. And they're like, you got to know something. He's like, okay, well, I did put a tracker, reverse tracking chip on him, just, in case they didn't come up with payment or something. He's like, okay, where is it? They're like, oh, they're in Aruba. He's like, all right, we're going to have to go get them. They put a fucking tracking device on him, Suicide Squad style, without his consent.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, we're going to track you now, and you're going to. Obey us,
and if you
Jack.
Disobey, your head explodes.
That's kind of what it feels like. They didn't say it outright, but
yeah, it feels like Suicide Squad-y.
So we cut to Santa, who's in some weird sphere-looking thing, and then fucking our villain finally shows up.
Oh yes, Kiernan Shipka as
Kiernan
the witch.
Shipka as well, we don't know if she's a witch yet. She's just a lady.
She's just a lady.
She's very mysterious.
Mm-hmm.
She says, "The world is a mess because they fear nothing. I'm going to do in one night what you failed to do for centuries. I'm going to make the world a better place, and I'm going to borrow your energy.
I'm
going to
kill a CEO."
Santa, the CEO of the North Pole? Yeah, but I guess Santa does deny people gifts, but you don't need gifts, so it's
true.
Not that
that's
bad.
True, yeah.
So Cal and Jack, they go on a fucking quest. They go to a random toy store, and he's like, get a practical Hot Wheel.
You grab Have you noticed car. That all the toy stores are connected by some weird system?
So that's the thing. They grab a bunch of stuff from the toy store. They go into a hole thing, and it's a magical teleporter thing.
Mm-hmm.
And Jack's like, what the fuck is that? And they right in the Aruba. And he's like, oh, yes. All toy stores are portal stations for the North Pole transit system.
Yes.
And he's like, all right,
So do the people working at the toy stores know this?
Probably not.
So they just...
They're just normal, janitorial closets.
Yeah.
So
they don't mind people walking into their janitorial closets because they're busy during the holidays.
They're busy and also they just disappear afterwards. So
whatever.
They give him a Hot Wheel car, but it's not practical. It's like a convertible. And he's like, what? And he taps a button and the car. Also, they're in the middle of Aruba. They're in the middle of a crowded street. And he's just like, I'm going to make this little toy a big car.
Nobody notices.
No one notices.
He keeps doing this too. One cares.
It feels like MIB shit. In some ways.
But not good MIB. No. Because nobody they don't want to even hide it.
No, they don't even pretend it's a weird thing. They're just like, yep, that's just what happens.
Yeah.
And the car turns into a drivable car. He's like, Chris Evans is like, whoa, that's crazy. He's like, I just adjusted it to our reality, which I'm like, that's honestly a pretty cool thing.
Oh, okay.
Like, I mean, if it was real, it'd be cool. Have some imagination, Mike. That's fun,
true.
Though,
I
right?
wish I had a flight of fancy like here. Red One did.
You got this little Snoopy bobblehead sitting right here on your desk.
Yeah, what if it turned
you
into real Snoopy?
Real Snoopy? That'd be pretty fucking cool.
That would be
just
pretty great.
Just our reality, you know? Yeah. All these little things that are like little cute things, a slinky.
Right.
Adjusted to our reality.
What is the reality of it? Is it just making it bigger?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, big slinky, dude. Think big. You got a little coaster made out of wood.
Turn
big,
that into a tree.
Tree.
Yeah.
Tree, bro. Tree stump.
Ethan's just looking around our office.
I'm looking around your room. Yeah. That devil over there? Turn into the devil.
The real devil? The real devil. Yeah.
Pretty cool. Pretty
just
cool.
Our reality.
Just our reality. It's just the devil.
Yeah. This computer mouse turned into a real mouse. Just to our reality. But he only does it with, like, cars.
Yeah.
He never does it with anything else.
He says it doesn't work on everything, so maybe it wouldn't work on the Slinky or Snoopy.
It doesn't work on anything. It only works on cars that he has in his pockets. Like,
it's basically just vehicles, huh?
That's all he does. He never looks at, like, a toy thing. Like, because that would be kind of cool, right? If he looked at, like, a toy...
house?
Batman. And then he
adjusted
it to his reality and real
make
Batman
it, make
appeared.
It a human person. I probably say anything doesn't have a soul, right?
Batman didn't have a soul. His parents died. And his soul died with him.
True. I am but a husk.
Yeah.
Mr. Cal. Santa doesn't love me. I've been on the naughty list for years. Anyway. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they say, we can't save it. You can't do anything. You can't try it.
Mm-hmm.
They start driving away in the car. He's like, Cal's like, we got to save Santa because only Santa can do this job. And Chris Evans is like, what's the job?
What's
he's
the
like,
job? Yeah.
To spread cheer.
Oh.
Asshole.
Obviously.
That's what he said.
But fuck. Wait, did he really say asshole?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying to you, Mike. Spread cheer, asshole.
Okay, all right.
How dare
fine.
You question Santa?
I shouldn't have. I shouldn't
Lord
wondered.
Omnipotent of the season. I don't know. Kira Shipka's doing some weird shit. She's like, got
that's
a weapon.
Some weird shit.
She got some weapon that's apparently a snow globe. Yeah. They duplicate it, they take some of Santa's power, and they're going to do the first person on the list, Aaron Abel. He's the first person on whatever list. I guess it's the naughty list.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Were you ever threatened by Kieran and Sherpka as the villain? Ever?
No.
We just saw this other movie she was in. Sweethearts?
Heartbreakers? Yeah.
I'm like, she's a little girl.
I think the thing is, I feel... This is probably the only actress I feel this way because I just know her mostly from Mad Men.
Oh, yeah.
I see her in Mad Men. I'm like, oh, you're a little Draper girl.
Yeah, you're a little Donnie Draper.
Yeah. And I'm like, she's 25 now. But
yeah. I mean, she's still playing like young. She's still playing
still
like,
playing young, but yeah. I'm also like, I don't know. It's weird though because like a few years ago, I see someone 25. I'm like, oh, you're like me.
Mm-hmm.
But now I see someone 25. I'm like, you're a fucking
You're
kid.
A little baby.
You're a little baby.
You're a child.
But I think it also doesn't help.
She's
that
also like smaller.
She's
like,
a small
she's
person.
Short. Yeah.
I do think that also seeing her in like an early role playing like her main role as like a kid. It's like Shirley Temple, you know, like going up to.
Yeah, you're never going to question
Shirley Temple.
Temple
did acting when she was an adult, I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't
you
fucking
know.
Remember that, right?
Well, what about Haley Joel Osment now? You know,
exactly.
Now.
He's always like he feels like a different person.
Right.
So it feels a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
But also he also grew a beard.
Right.
Which she can't do, which you know.
That's true. But I don't know. I'm just like you're like maybe cast someone that's actually like legitimately
threatening.
Can be threatening.
Yeah.
As a villain, because right now I see her and I'm just like, oh, you little thing.
Aww,
like you know,
no, Santa didn't give you something.
I bet. It's like, oh, I can't wait for you to take over the world.
Aww.
Like, I don't, or just be like, I don't know. Maybe she's got a point. Like, I don't know.
let's
hear her out.
Santa's been like. Giving people these handouts, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe it's time to kill them all. I don't know.
maybe people need to have some consequences thrown in their life, you know? Yeah.
What will you learn? Anyway, they're in Aruba, and Jack is like, I see the worst in everyone, Cal. I could see the person's worst quality. He starts pointing out, like, this person's going out with this person, blah, 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 and they're cheating and not. You know, those scenes from the movies. Where
yeah, we've always seen these.
Are.
Yeah.
But then he sees a guy with shoes on. He's like, see that guy with shoes on? That's who we're looking for, because who else besides anyone else, besides us in Aruba, have shoes on?
Because it's sandy.
It's sandy and weird.
Yeah.
So they go, and it's, yes, people all have an Armenian death mark, I guess. And they're all working to protect Nick Kroll.
Mm-hmm.
So The Rock immediately goes up and is like, listen, dickhead, it's Christmas. I need to talk to your boss. And they're like, we're going to beat you up. And they beat him up, but he has this weird button that like shrinks him like Ant-Man. And he becomes a little small rock and he beats them all up.
Small. They call him Pebble, actually, when he gets
really?
That tiny. Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
They don't
They don't, but that's a good joke.
Thank you.
It's a good joke. So they beat up everyone, and then they eventually, talk to Nick Kroll. Nick Kroll's like, I don't know anything about this person. My contractor that actually bought it, because this is the person who did the contract. This is the middleman.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say her name, because she'll come get me. And they write, Cal's like, write it down in the sand. So he writes it down in the sand. And immediately, Jack is like, Grilla?
No, Grilla?
Grilla? Is that her name?
Who's Grilla?
That's Kieran Shipka's
name. Oh, the witch.
Name. Yeah.
I'm not going to call her by her name. I just call her the witch or Kieran Shipka.
Yeah, because also you don't want her to come get you. I get it.
Yes, when you say her name, she hears her name.
And so immediately we get a shot of her turning around and her like outfit like changes completely. She gets super long hair and she's like, I'm the witch. And then a bunch of like clouds come and they take over Nick Kroll's body and she speaks through him. And it's very creepy and crazy.
That sounds so scary.
It's so scary.
We should have watched this movie for the holiday Halloween.
For Halloween. And it says, oh shit, it's Grilla, the Christmas witch.
Oh my god.
Is this something that's been established?
Yeah, wait, you mean historically?
Yeah.
Yes, it's based on historical folklore.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Is she married to Krampus?
No, they're just friends with benefits.
Nice. She says, it's been many years. I want to make them behave. Punish the naughty. Everyone who's ever been on the list, I want them to be punished. Killers to jaywalkers. Liars or litterers. I want them to suffer. Cal's like, you're talking about like everyone then.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, yes. Well, when you wake up Christmas morning, everyone will be a lot nicer. She's, I don't know. Her plan is, sounds like she's going to kill some people.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, an ice cream truck appears out of the ocean and it's playing Feliz Navidad from the beach. And everyone's like, whoa, cool.
But also ice cream.
A little nervous. And then a big snowman, abominable snowman appear and they start throwing ninja stars and they freeze one of the bodyguards. He just turns into an icicle and they're like, don't freeze Nick Kroll. He's our only source of truth. This is the best lead we got.
Right.
As they try to escape, the rock slides on one. It cuts it in half, but it puts itself back together.
Was this really cool?
It was all right. Jack melts a snowman on a stove, which doesn't kill it. And then they eventually just figure out that if you pull the carrot out, they die.
Yeah.
They end up icing Mr. Kroll, but
he gets frozen.
He's probably fine. Jack uses propane, explodes one of them. And then Jack gets frozen in a pool, almost dies. But the rock saves him by pulling out the carrot out of his nose.
And then he does this stupid ass thing where he's like, you're supposed to pull the nose out, idiot. And I'm like, how the fuck was I supposed to know that?
Yeah, that's a good point.
I don't like The Rock in this movie. He's a little asshole.
He's kind of a dick.
He's a big old dick.
He's definitely been on this job too long. He needs to retire. And like Santa's like, don't retire. And I'm like, let him retire. Give him a day off. Anyway.
Give him a day. Well, he'll never take it. It's those kinds of like coworkers where it's like you have sick time, take the sick time.
And yeah, they come in sick.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I'm sick, but I gotta do the job because your boss tells me so.
I'm committed to the job.
It's like, fuck off.
So we see this guy, and he's getting into his car, but he parked his car in a handicap spot.
Oh.
And his car got a little parking ticket on it, and we hear him on the phone, and he's just like, Grandma, I can't come and give you medicine.
Who's
Why don't
this guy?
You just – he's just a guy.
Okay.
And but we know he's a bad guy because he's on the phone with – one, he parked his shitty fucking sports car in a handicap spot. Two, he yells at the person, the grandma. Parking attendant, leaving the parking ticket. And three, yeah, he's yelling at his grandma, telling the grandma, like, I can't drive you to get your medicine, Grandma. Just take a taxi or a bus or something. I'm busy. And then he gets in the car, and he sees a little present. And inside the present is a snow globe.
Oh, so this must be Aaron.
Who's Aaron?
Aaron, for remember how she was like, I got a snow globe. Who should we try this on? They said they're going to try it.
So this is probably Aaron. So he picks out the snow globe and takes the snow globe out of the box. But the snow globe starts like turning all blue and then red. And then the surroundings of him start to like deform. And then he just disappears in the car. And then the parking attendant turns into one of the henchmen for the witch.
Okay.
And this is where I learned that apparently the witch and the henchmen are all shapeshifters.
Oh.
So they can just change their appearance.
Okay.
And they say that the machine isn't working because the guy is still there. So I guess what's supposed to happen is a person is supposed to take out the snow globe, look at it, and once they touch the snow globe, they will be transported into the snow globe, and the snow globe and the person inside the snow globe will transport to wherever the witch is.
Okay.
Her, like, hideout.
Okay.
Okay?
Got it.
So there you go. And then, so that's the, she's like, it's not working yet. We got to test it. We got to keep testing it to make sure it'll work. I am introduced to The Rock, Lucy Liu, and Chris Evans.
Evans, yeah.
There's a lot of Chris.
Other MCU.
Chris Evans. Uh-huh. And they are at a crime scene, and they realize that all of this is the work of the witch, Kiernan Shepka, who is actually a 500-year-old shape-shifting ogre witch.
Cool.
She doesn't actually look like that all the time.
Like a little girl. Okay.
She doesn't look like a little girl. A 25-year-old woman.
24-year-old little girl.
I wrote down everyone's names, Cal and Jack, and Lucy Liu's name I never wrote down. So they are looking for unauthorized usages of magic, because they're like, if we find a hit for like a bunch of unauthorized uses of magic, we might be able to find who's working.
I use that bureaucracy at work, baby.
But I'm like, if it's unauthorized, how could you possibly find it? Like, how do you have a log
maybe
of unauthorized uses?
Detector, you know, like if they maybe it detects magic activity.
So there's a magic detector.
I imagine.
Okay.
And they're like, this one isn't authorized in this area.
So they do. So they figure it out, and they're like, okay, we know who it is. It's Santa's brother, and we know that she's worked with the witch in the past. So we got to talk to Santa's brother. But Lucy Liu is like. Lucy Liu's like, we can't go to him because there's some kind of treaty, extradition treaty. We can't talk to him. We're not allowed to do that. As our unit, the MOAG or whatever the fuck it's
MOAB.
Called? MOAB. And The Rock's like, well, we aren't allowed to, but maybe I am. I'm
Mora.
Mora. He's like, I'm not a part of Mora. I can do it. You guys won't. And me and Chris Evans will go talk to Santa's brother. And then Lucy Liu says, I am going to have a brief with the kings and queens of everywhere and prepare them for no Christmas. And I'm like, isn't that the most AI dialogue you've ever fucking heard in your life? I am going to have to brief the kings and queens of everywhere? Who says that?
Everywhere.
Why not just say kings and queens of the world, or like queens and queens of nations? Like queens.
All the queens and queens.
Of everywhere? That's not a sentence that makes sense. Like, that's a sentence that a robot thinks makes sense. Yeah. I don't know.
Like, this grammatically is right, but it doesn't feel good.
It really, like popped out to me. It was like, this doesn't, like, no human being would say this, but they make Lucy Liu say this as if it has any kind of, like,
real world.
Yeah, thing, like, yeah. Gravity to it. So they go to Germany, and Jack gets a call from his ex-wife. She's upset because he's not going to go to his son's concert, and he's like, he didn't want me to go to his concert. Sure, she says you said that because he wanted you to go to the concert. And then he's like I'm his father, but I was never his dad. He has a perfectly good father. If I just hang out with him, all I'll do is disappoint him.
Damn, you know? Rough.
So Santa and his brother used to work together, but then his brother started making a list, a naughty list, and he punished all the kids. and he's like, and Chris Hemsworth was like, does his brother have a name? And Cal says, yeah, his name is Krampus.
Oh!
And I'm like, oh shit.
Mike has alerted.
I immediately, I was like, Krampus?
Red one?
If there's a fucking CG Krampus in this movie, I'm gonna be fucking pissed. And I was not disappointed. It was a real Krampus. So they go to the castle in which Krampus lives in. It's protected by hellhounds. Cal uses Ellen, which is a chicken, to distract the hellhounds.
Okay, sure. Whatever.
I just mentioned it because I thought it might have come up in your head.
Nope.
So Cal says, hey, Jack, do not touch anything. Because if you touch anything, then Krampus will know. And it's like that fucking thing in Aladdin.
Yeah, yeah.
Where it's like, Aladdin, don't touch anything but the lamp. And of course, immediately fucking
he touches
shit. So yeah, fucking Jack touches some gold and they are thrown in Krampus's dungeon. And Cal says, he's like, everyone is on, because Jack is like, look, man.
It's so funny that Jack is supposed to be like a smart, super smart hacker, yet he has the mind of a monkey, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. He has the mind of, what is this? Abu.
Abu.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, and then Jack starts to say, and this is where shit starts to get a little like muddy. And like, this is because like, no movie has no message, right? Like, some movies don't have any message, but this, like, Christmas movies are all about like good and bad, naughty and nice.
Yeah.
You
very
know,
binary,
like,
very simple.
Money. And, you know, Jack says, like, look, man, I went up on the naughty list because I had to do, like, he's like, I don't have a lot of money. I see a bunch of money in front of me. I'm going to take it. Like, that's just the way that the world works. And then Cal says, hey, man. People don't wind up on the naughty list for no reason. People wind up there because of choices they made, not because of how they wound up in places. You know, like, people aren't born on the naughty list. People have to choose to be on the naughty list.
Okay.
Naughty list is a consequence of people's choices. And this really, I don't know, again, like, I don't know what kind of shit they're trying to say here, but if they're trying to go with, like, I don't know, it's like desperate people do certain things in order to, like, escape moments of desperation. And I think a lot of times words like naughty or bad or villainous can be used to attribute negative, like, consequences towards people just trying to escape a shitty situation that rich people do all the time without having to worry about it, you know? And so I'm just wondering if this movie's trying to imply, like, you know, people who are bad choose to be bad, and people that steal, like, are bad like, immediately it's bad to steal. And it's like...
Well, I think it's trying to say that, like, the nihilist is maybe too little too binary, I think, because, you know, the witch wants to punish everyone who's ever been on a nihilist, right? Like, Santa's like, that's fine if you're on the nihilist now, like, you can change. Like, it gives people an opportunity. And I think Chris Evans. His character is like,
he's like, I was born on the nihilist.
I was born on the nihilist, but also he also, it seemed like he had a nice family that, like, supported him, even though it wasn't his actual dad or whatever. Yeah. And it felt like he was using that as an excuse to be naughty,
right?
More so than, like, I'm actually naughty. It's like, it seems like he has a kid who likes him. He lives in a place that
I was going to say, also, it doesn't sound like he's actually hurting for money.
No, he just steals stuff because he's an asshole, it seems like. So I think he's just lying.
Yeah, that's trying to make an excuse. I didn't know this up until this point. Yeah, I thought he was actually poor. And I was like, yeah, if you're poor and you see a bunch of money, fucking take it, you know?
There's been no real signs of him being poor.
All right, then. So they're taken to Krampus. And Krampus is the best thing about this movie. There is no doubt in my mind. Krampus is the coolest shit. It's a dude in a full-on fucking full body makeup. I don't know how long this actor was in this fucking makeup. Holy fucking shit. Shit was crazy. He, like, full, like, chest makeup.
Probably,
like,
longer
Krampus
than
is...
The Rock was on set.
Yeah, he's just, yeah, The Rock's not showing up for 9 hours. He's like, fucking...
Might as well pile me in this stuff.
Pile me more makeup on me, man. Let's make Krampus look crazy. Yeah, this guy is fucking awesome. Got full body makeup. They're doing a game called Krampus Slap or something, where you're supposed to slap Krampus and then Krampus slaps you back.
Okay.
This is some crazy, like, Norwegian, like, you know, Swedish shit, and I love it. And so they're doing that, and they walk in on all that, and they're like, hey, man, we hear, you know, we know you were working with the witch. The witch has been found doing all this shit. Can you give us any information about that? And Krampus is like, well, you know, she's not here. And neither is Santa. Because they originally thought Santa might be where Krampus is. Like, yeah. Krampus might have, like, taken Santa, put him in the dungeons.
Sure.
He's like, my brother's not here, bro. Like, I have nothing to do with my brother getting stolen, and I'm not working the witch. And they're like, well, didn't the witch come to, like, visit you recently? And he's like, well, yeah, she came to visit me, and I gave her this magical snow globe, and then she left. And that's the way it works. He's like, the snow globe is some kind of magical snow globe. It's a prison. He says, all right. Yeah. So he's like, all right. So
I've seen the Krampus snow globe in other movies. I feel like
that's, like, in the poster of the first of the Krampus movie.
I think it
watched.
Is. Yeah.
That's a pretty good movie. So he's like, all right, guys, I'm going to level with you. Human, you can go. I have no interest in humans. You're not immortal. So okay. He's like, Chris Evans, Jack, get out of here. Rock, you stay with me because you're immortal and we're going to have some fun here. And it feels a lot like he's like, come on over here, baby.
Hey, Krampus sexy rock man, yeah.
Chris Evans is like, hey, wait. I'm not going to leave without my buddy The Rock. He's like, Jack says, you know, when we were coming up here, Cal told me that he could actually beat you in Krampus Slap. And I said he couldn't do it. But now that I see you, I think he probably could beat you in Krampus Slap. It's like a bet. He's like, I'll bet that if he beats you, then we both get out of here. But if he loses against you in Krampus Slap, then we both have to stay.
Okay.
And Krampus is like, I'll take those odds, because he's like, I've never fucking lost Krampus Slap. It's literally the game's literally named after me. And so I wrote down, the makeup is genuinely good in this scene. It's the best part of the movie. Also, like, everyone in this, because it's like him and a bunch of fucking crazy looking monsters. It's like, this is a bad comparison, but it's like Mos Eisley's cantina. Everyone in here is a weird fucking monster.
They got weird little guys everywhere.
A bunch of weird looking guys.
I love the scene.
This scene, honestly,
I should watch this scene.
Everyone looks like Gwar.
Oh, I love it.
That's kind of what Krampus looks like. It looks like Gwar.
Oh, nice.
It looks like a Gwar concert.
Okay.
I'm into it.
That's why I'm throwing blood all over Jack.
Maybe I wasn't paying that close of attention. I didn't see any, like, obvious signs of, like, CG monsters in the background.
I mean, that's what you want, even if there was. Like, you wanted to blend in.
Shit rocks. So, you know, they're like, all right, let's play Krampus Slap. So, you know, Krampus gets slapped by The Rock. And then the Rock then the Krampus slaps the Rock back, and the Rock gets hurt pretty bad. And then while everyone's distracted, Jack grabs the Rock's like magic wristband thing, which got taken from him.
Yeah.
And he puts it on the Rock's hand right before the Rock slaps Krampus one more time. And then he fucking sends the Krampus fucking flying. And then it allows the two of them to escape because they just beat up a bunch of the monsters. And then they end up running away and getting in the car and driving away. And it's all good. And they're like, whew. And this is supposed to be the scene. And I know it doesn't feel like it because it didn't feel like it when I was watching the movie. But this is supposed to be the scene where the Rock is like, hey, Jack, you really had my back. And I didn't think you'd care about me. And Jack's like, man, that was awesome. You really killed it in there. And Cal's like, dude, you were really great too. I didn't know what you were doing. But
yeah,
you really,
dude.
Like that kind of bullshit that this movie, it's like, you know, this has to happen in the movie, but you don't feel it.
They have to be like, oh, we actually do like each other.
Yeah. So they get in the car and they're driving away. And then they come across a piano in the middle of the road.
Suspicious.
And it's playing the Nutcracker Suite.
Don't like that.
And they get out of the car and they see the piano. And on top
of Sugar Plum Fairies, get them out of here.
Yeah. And on top of the piano is a box. And they open the box and the snow globe is inside. And the both of them are like, I'm not going to fucking touch that shit. Like, this is a weird, mysterious snow globe in the middle of a road. What the fuck is this bullshit? And then all of a sudden, Jack gets a call from his son. And his son's about to go on stage because he's doing his, like, performance or whatever, his concert that night. And his son's like, hey, Dad, look, I know you feel bad about not coming to my concert, but don't send me stupid presents or anything to make up for it. And Jack's like, I didn't send you a present. What are you talking about? And his son's like, well, look, you sent me this present right here, right? And he points the phone to a box that's similar looking. And he opens the box. And inside the box is
snow globe.
Another snow globe.
Oh, shit.
And Jack's son picks up the snow globe and ends up getting sucked into the snow globe.
Oh,
and,
damn.
And Jack's like, well, I gotta follow my son. I gotta protect him.
Now he's really invested.
So he grabs the snow globe and he tells The Rock, find me wherever I am. And he gets sucked into the snow globe. Mm. And him and his son are now in separate snow globes at the lair of the witch. And the witch is right in front of them. And the witch is laying the whole thing down. He's like, I'm going to fucking make a shit ton of snow globes. And there's actually a machine producing all the snow globes.
Duplicating it, yeah.
Yeah, they've been duplicating all the snow globes, making a bunch of them. And she's like, I'm going to trap all the villains, all the bad people in the world into the snow globe, all the people who are naughty. And she's like, I'm going to make the ride. I am going to get on Santa's sleigh tonight and I'm going to deliver them all over the world to the naughty people. And so Cal is like, he's like, I kind of figured, somehow he figures that out. He's like, the witch has taken them. All right. So where do you think the witch is? Cause she's able to use technology to duplicate the snow globe.
South Pole.
The South Pole. That's where her lair is.
That's the negative version of the North Pole.
But how is she going to make the ride? Is she going to make a separate sleigh and all that stuff?
Yeah, probably. She's going to duplicate the sleigh and get like evil reindeer. I don't know.
That's a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
But why would you duplicate it when there's perfectly good reindeer and a sleigh in the North Pole?
Oh, so she just goes steals them?
She has been there the whole time.
What?
And Santa is still there too. And everyone who worked there, including Mrs. Claus, has been held hostage and been duplicated and shapeshifted by all of her henchmen.
Whoa, so this whole place has been fake the whole time?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of fun.
Santa's actually still at the North Pole, and they're using his magic to duplicate all of the snow globes. So basically, remember earlier when I was like, do you think Santa's in the plane? And you're like, obviously he's in the plane. And I asked you, did you see him in the plane? And you said, no, because he wasn't in the plane. He wasn't even in that truck. He didn't leave the North Pole. He's always been there.
Oh, that's kind of, all right. All right.
I knew you were going to be impressed by this.
That's pretty cool.
So yeah, that's the idea.
That's what I expect from the director of Jumanji.
And Jumanji too.
Yeah.
And so yeah, so the Rock realizes that the witch is just taken over the North Pole. Mrs. Claus is a shapeshifter. She figures this out, and this part fucking pissed me off. So the Rock is in the car, and he's talking to Lucy Liu, and he's like, "I've got an idea." And so he gets like Mrs. Claus on the horn, and he's like, "Mrs. Claus, how's things going?" And she's just like, "I've just been making cookies for Santa Claus." And he goes, "Oh, really? You're making cookies?" And she's like, "Yeah, I've been making some macaroons," and the Rock says, "Oh, that's wonderful. Well, anyway, good night. We're gonna try to find Santa." And she hangs up, and he goes, "Santa hates macaroons."
Yeah, macaroons, and I'm like,
"How? Why did the shapeshifter even add that information?" And then later on, the shapeshifter turns out of Mrs. Claus into the shapeshifter, and he goes, "They fucking figured it out." I'm like, "Yeah, it's your fucking fault. How'd you know they figured it out?"
That's one of those things though, where you cop at it at work. You're like, "I don't know. It broke." I don't know who did it. They figured it.
Someone fucked up.
Yeah. Don't know who it was. Bro, I'm sorry.
I'm not
getting paid enough.
Definitely wasn't me, though. We are all trying to figure out who did this.
Yes, exactly.
So Jack and his son have a heart-to-heart inside of the snow globes. And Jack is like, son. Well, first Jack's son is like, why are we in snow globes? She said it was because we were bad. And Jack's like, bro, you're not bad. I'm bad. And I'm not bad because of all the things I did. I'm bad because I was a bad father. And he says, like, he's like, apologizes to him. Mm-hmm. And he says, I'm going to step up. If we get out of this, if everything goes better, I'm going to make sure I'm the dad that that you deserve. And then the snow globes break and they're free. So all it takes is to absolve, to apologize.
To not be naughty.
To not be naughty. So they break out. So Jack's son, Lucy, Lou, and Cal all meet up at the North Pole together, and they free the hostages. But it's too late because the witch is in the sleigh, and she's loading up all of the snow globes, mm-hmm. and she's like, "All right, let's get out of here." And it's at this point too where I'm like, "Are the reindeer not sentient enough to realize that they're being like used maliciously?" I guess not.
I guess like. I don't know. I mean, they're magical, but they're still like horses. Like, horses aren't going to be
still
like,
idiots.
Like, oh man, Hitler's riding me because I've got to turn around. You know? They're going to be like, Hitler's got carrots.
Yeah, that's
We're
true.
We're going.
That's true. Yeah.
They're not going to give me indigestion because I'm not a reindeer.
Yeah, as long as they're not giving me carrots. So she's on the sleigh. She's about to take off. And have you seen the runway?
I don't remember the runway too
okay,
well.
So the runway is like dangerous. It's like, the runway is like elevated above. Like the North Pole,
oh,
it's like
okay.
a really long, narrow runway
okay.
that's really only long enough for the sleigh and the reindeer. And it's like, I'm like, why is it so high up in the air? Like, why? I mean, you know, cinematically, I'm sure it's very dramatic, but it's just like, this feels like such bad planning. But they're on this runway and they need to escape. And so Jack and Cal run and they jump onto the sleigh and Jack detaches it at the very last minute, detaches the sleigh from the reindeer and the very last second and the reindeer fly off and the sleigh comes crashing down and the witch flies off of the sleigh mm-hmm. off of the runway, falling to her death.
Oh shit.
Yes. And so, yeah, but they're and they find within the sleigh, mm-hmm. because they need Santa's magic for the sleigh to take off as well. Yeah. Inside of the sleigh is Santa Claus in like a big hamster ball, and he's like sleeping.
Put him in their cell, yeah,
and he's sleeping.
He's getting his energy sucked out.
That's right. He's gooning in there.
He's gooning in there.
So Cal saves Santa, and he's like, "Santa, are you okay?" And the Santa's not waking up. And then suddenly the witch is back, but she's a big ogre now with like 9 tails. She's not.
Oh, yeah.
She can't interrupt Kat anymore. She's in her true form. And she's an ogre. And she's about to fucking attack Cal and Jack and Santa. But then, all of a sudden, Krampus shows up in his fucking sleigh.
And you're like, hell yeah, movie's good again.
Yeah, I'm like, hell yeah, here we go. But it also makes no sense because we know that Krampus is, like, attracted to her. Especially in her, like, ogre form.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
He's like, she's like his ex. And so she, like, he fires at her. And shouts at her from her sleigh, and then he lands the sleigh, and he goes, "You guys don't know how to talk to ladies. Don't worry, I got this." And he like goes up to her and goes, "Hey, baby, don't hurt my brother. What are you doing, baby?" Like he's like all like warm and uh-huh. cozy with her, and she's like, "Fuck you! You fucking shot fire at me!" And with her tail, just like grabs Krampus and smashes him against the wall, and he goes, "That's what I like." And he just like passes out.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty much the end of Krampus in this entire fight. I thought he was going to be a much bigger help, but no, he's not.
It's just a little distraction.
Yeah.
Just to make you a little happy.
And at this moment, it did make me a little happy. And so then at this point, Santa wakes up and he says some weird word, which brings the reindeer back and attacks. And the uh-huh. reindeer attack the witch, which is the word you mentioned earlier. And so the reindeer smash into the witch. And the witch flies back because she's hit by the reindeer. She flies back and lands in the back of the sleigh where all of the snow globes are. And once she touches a snow globe, she gets trapped in it.
Okay.
So she ends up getting trapped in the snow globe. So now she's defeated. And Santa, he's like, hey, bro, thanks a lot for all your help. And Krampus is like, He's like, you want to help me out? And Krampus is like, fuck you, bro. I fucking hate your stupid ass. And then he goes like, eah. Like, you know, it's like all this like.
Mike
like,
put his the two fingers up and licked it like a vagina.
That's what the Krampus was kind of doing.
Okay, yeah.
And then Santa was like, all right, bro. It's that sort of thing where it's like, he's like, I'll pray for you.
Yeah. Pray for your brother.
Yeah, and then Krampus is like, fuck you, bro. But there's like an admiration now, you know, they're all like cozy or whatever. It's so Krampus just jumps into sleep and flies off.
It's pretty good.
And then he's like, so then Santa thanks Jack. He's like, thanks a lot, Jack. Thanks a lot, Cal. Appreciate your help. And then he also meets Dylan, which is Jack's son. And he goes, hey guys, thanks a lot for your help. Couldn't have done it without you. And he's like, you want to join me? And they're like, oh, sure. And so they all jump in Santa's sleigh together and they watch as Santa becomes a CG Marvel hero as he fucking jumps out of sleighs and he falls down,
chimneys.
Or if people are living in apartment complexes, he's like John McClane and, you know, in the vents.
The vents.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's how he gets to people's houses. And, okay, you know, he's it goes from like old, decrepit J.K. Simmons to young, lively CG J.K. Simmons.
Yeah. That's why burn so many calories. You gotta carb up.
That's right. And so it's just like an extended scene of him being a badass Santa. And then he does that. He gives a kid a vampire assassin video game.
Yes, they said that was the hottest thing this year.
So he gave a vampire assassin.
Also, you said J.K. Simmons is decrepit. That guy is fit.
But he's old. He's fit.
He's pretty fit, though.
But I feel like if he fell down like three stairs, he would be...
I don't know!
He would be bruised.
He'd be bruised, but he wouldn't be fucked up.
Yeah.
He'd be bruised.
Yeah.
I mean, he'd get up from that and be like, oh, I gotta take some days off.
He would like, fall down a couple of stairs, and then he would, like, lie on the ground, and then everyone's like, oh, no, he died. And then he'd jump up, and he'd go, JK!
We gotta end the podcast. It's the end of the podcast.
So Cal, he's like, hey, Santa, I'm gonna actually stay on longer. Like, you've learned nothing!
That's the thing. His character, him and Jack are just like nothing characters.
Yeah.
I don't know. They just, their arc feels so fake.
I was like, no, give it up. Like, stop this. I think it's supposed to be that
he saw Cal can change, people can be good.
He saw Jack could change.
Jack, whatever.
So he's like,
people saw himself change.
Exactly. He's like, people can be good. I want to take on the role, but I'm still just like, bro, retire. You're getting too old for this shit. And then the movie ends with Mariah Carey singing Santa Claus Coming to Town. That's the end of the movie. Bad film. Hated it.
Sounds like you liked some of it.
I like Krampus. That's all I liked. I only like Krampus.
Yeah.
And Krampus I give one star for. That's it.
You give one,
one
snowflake?
One snowflake for Krampus. That's
wow.
It. Yeah. What about you? You're going to give it like two or three, I'll bet.
That's pretty brutal. Yeah, I was going to give it like 2.5.
All right.
Maybe like 2. I was going to give it like 2 because it just... There, besides Krampus, there wasn't really anything wowing me at the end there.
You did, yeah, that's true, yeah.
It was just kind of like, eh. And I don't know. I like the lore. I like finding things. I like their reinterpretation of stuff. I thought it was fun.
Mm-hmm.
But like, just the two main lead characters were just nothing.
I would say that's a pretty big problem.
No, it is. I'm giving it 2 stars. Yeah, it's not a good rating.
No, I'm not saying that you're giving it a good rating. I just think like your criticism is fair. Like I don't know if anyone watching this movie is like, I'm really rooting for Cal and Jack to be good characters, you know, by the end of it. I don't think anyone's rooting for them. I think you're right. They're conduits so that you can see the world
exactly
that we're living through.
But the conduits could have been more interesting, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like
compare this to MIB. I think MIB is a perfect example, right? Where it's like
I love Will Smith and I love Tommy Lee Jones.
That is a perfect buddy cop film about a fantasy world where people have to like keep things hidden and they're living by different like rules. Love the first Men in Black movie. I think that is a perfect comparison to this and why this movie, in my opinion, is a fucking failure.
Yeah.
There's Men in Black and then there's Men in Black International. And this is Men in Black International.
Definitely very close
to all that. Over it.
I wouldn't say I cringed as hard in this movie as Men in Black. Men in Black International is actively like awful to watch. This is just like, it's kind of boring sometimes.
Yeah.
And I just don't care about these characters as much.
What does the budget hurt you at all?
I was reading that apparently the extra 50 million was because of
that's what I was
showing up late.
Telling you.
Not great.
How much of that money could have been given to starving children? And
Mike, that
you know...
money was never gonna go to starving children. Like that money was
but now it
up.
Never will. It all
budget.
Had to be put in rocks in the rocks.
Maybe
pockets.
The Rock will give some of that money away. Who knows?
Yeah, that's
I don't
right.
Know. I doubt it, but maybe.
I think he'll probably give it to poor political opinions. I don't think The Rock is holding any positive progressive political like thoughts.
I'm pretty sure he's pretty middle of the road, right?
No, I don't think so. I think he's securely on the right hand side.
You think he's kissing the ring?
Oh, 100% he's kissing the ring.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's where he came from. He came from Vic Smith Man the Ring, man. He's always gonna go back to that shit.
He didn't really come out and defend Vince McMahon too much. I don't think.
That's true. He also didn't come against him, so maybe you're right. Maybe he's middle of the road.
Yeah, I think he's middle of the road. He's just like, Vince McMahon gave me opportunities, but I'm very disappointed in him. That's probably what he said. I don't know. I have no evidence for this. Yeah. This is all gut feel, but
that's fair.
Anyway, two snowflakes. This week's not that great. I had a better time than I thought I would.
Yeah. I had a good time talking about it with you. Yeah. I was miserable after this movie was over.
Really?
I was fucking miserable.
I was like, oh, I had a good time.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this wasn't too bad. I thought it was going to be awful, like straight up dog shit.
Because you know what was pissing me off? Is because like I kept getting, like my phone has been giving me, like I get like updates about like movie news or whatever. And I kept seeing people going like, this movie made so much fucking money at the box office. You see like the Rotten Tomato score, like the audience score is like.
People love it.
Humongous. And I'm just like, this is going to be like. When I have children, this is going to be the holiday classic I'm going to have to sit through and watch. Like, this is going to be my kids' Elf.
You're thinking so far into this.
But that's the way this works. This is the next generation's Elf. This is the way this works, man.
Like, I don't know, man.
And that depressed me on a massive level at first.
I feel like the thing is, Elf has kind of... Elf, as much as I kind of think it's okay, yeah. At least it feels like it has a heart. This feels pretty soulless.
I agree with you. I agree. But I mean, I hope that in a year or two, no one will remember this movie exists. And it'll be the Red Notice of
exactly.
Christmas holiday
movies.
But we don't know that.
We don't know that.
And so, like,
I feel
at
like
first,
there's a rating off of just your fear of it being a big movie.
At first, it was upsetting me that it made so much money. But then it depressed me even more to see how much money it made and that it didn't make its budget back. Like, both of those are depressing to me, personally. And so that was hard. That was a hard pill to swallow. Like, this made a shit gazillion dollars, more money than, like, movies that deserve that kind of money will ever see. And then it also didn't make the budget back. That is a 1-2 punch to the gut.
That's fair.
But I'm not trying to influence your star rating. I'm just trying to explain
stars. I'm sticking with my poor rating. You know, Mike, it turns out my poor rating... I'm still not going to give it 1 star. I'm just going to give it a 4 stars. I'm just going to say, movie's not great. I had an okay time watching it. Don't really recommend anyone else watch it.
Yeah, I
unless you really
it.
Heard this plot and were like, I want to see Krampus.
I'm really excited. Krampus is truly, but he's only like 20 minutes in this 2.5 hour long film. But yeah, check out Krampus. Check out the movie Krampus.
It was fun.
Yeah. So now that we're all done with the holiday movies, obviously the best one is Christmas Wedding Planner. No, the best one is what's it called? The Exports? Rare Exports.
Rare Exports is the best.
Yeah. I think
Santa Mia Moore is my second favorite.
I love Santa Mia Moore.
That's my second favorite.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I would put this above Christmas Wedding Planner, but I know that's just me.
I disagree. I put Christmas Wedding Planner because that's a genuinely good mystery.
No, it's not. It's not. It's a terrible
that is a
fucking
whodunit if I've ever heard one. It's like, it's like Knives Out and this, and then Christmas Wedding Planner for me, baby.
Chris Hemsworth or Chris Evans wasn't even in that. We can't stop calling him Chris Hemsworth.
I know.
Just thinking about the better Chris.
I know. Chris Hemsworth is the better Chris. That is true.
It sucks because I feel like Chris Evans could have been.
He could have been. We had promised. You know, he was in not another teen movie. He was in, Scott Pilgrim. He could have been the better Chris, but
Knives Out.
He was in Knives Out, but you know, at least he's not Chris Pratt. You know,
that's
dog shit Chris right there.
This is 2-star Chris.
If your guy's name is Chris, email us, nemothehighupodcast.com. You can also find us on Facebook or on Instagram. We're on Blue Sky and we're also on Discord. Check us out on Discord. And if you want to listen to our previous episodes, find them on any podcatching app. And while you're there, please leave a 5-star rating and review. We will read it on the show, no matter what it says. Even if your name is Chris and your last name is Kringle, motherfucker.
Oh, that's a Chris Kringle. That'd be crazy.
Yeah. That's
and then your brother
Chris.
Comes up and you're like, and fuck it. Mike loses it when your brother shows up, you know?
What?
Chris Kringle's brother.
Oh, yeah. Krampus.
Love him.
I'm a big fan of Chris Kringle's brother.
Yeah. Yeah. Big fan of him.
Yeah.
Well, that's the end of
our holidays.
Hope you all have a good holiday. I hope the New Year movie is great. And you have a good time listening to that one.
Good night, everybody.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See home club for details.